Welcome. My name is Asam Stolu. I'm a trainee editor of the UEG Journal, and you're listening to the UEG Journal podcast. Each episode will highlight one of the most relevant articles recently published in the journal, with the purpose of learning from the most recent evidence and to provide a platform for authors to discuss the most important findings of their research.
Hello and welcome to the UEG Journal podcast. I am Tarık Kani and I'm a trainee editor of the UEG Journal. Today, Professor Axel Dignas from Germany will be with us to talk about their article. He is the corresponding author of the article entitled Ustekinumab Improves Health-Related Quality of Life in Patients with Moderate to Severe Crohn's Disease, results up to week 104 of the STARDUST trial, which was published on June 2023 in UEG Journal. So, Axel, welcome to the UEG Journal podcast again, and I'm really happy to have you here with me today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Tarık, it's a great pleasure to be invited and to talk about this important study. So I'm reporting on behalf of the STARDUST trial group. This is an international European group with collaborators from several European countries assessing or performing this important study.
Thank you so much. From time to time, clinicians may stack in laboratory parameters to treat the disease. However, patients' quality of life is directly related to the disease perception, and it is as important as objective parameters such as calprotectin, histology, and activity scores. What do you think about the impact of the quality of life in disease course, and what made you work on this topic?
As you already mentioned, quality of life is one of the prerequisites for doing well for our patients. And quite a while ago, the IOIBD, International Organization of Inflammatory Bowel Disease, came up with the new STRIDE 2 recommendations. And there, quality of life was put up at a very high level, not only the basic clinical parameters, like you mentioned, remission and so on and so forth, and not only objective parameters like calprotectin, CRP or endoscopy. And quality of life, ultimately, I think, is what is important for the patient because they want to have a completely normal living. And this is why I really found this topic really exciting.
Yes, there is much progress to be made for quality of life in IBD, I think. And in your study, there was a big improvement was seen at week 16 in health-related quality of life, and the improvement was not as much as the beginning after the week 16 to the week 104. What is the reason of the remarkable improvement in first 16 week? What do you think about it?
I think this is a very interesting and exciting question. It's probably the good efficacy of the drug ustekinumab, and you see a very, very nice correlation with quality of life and also improvement of the patients. If you look at the previously published data on clinical remission and clinical response, you see that about 80% of the patients will respond to the treatment of ustekinumab within the first 16 weeks. About 70%, 65% of the patients get into clinical remission, and regardless of the approach that was used for the treatment of the patients. So I think this is probably the key, a good efficacious drug with no side effects or side effects that are similar to placebo treatment.
And this rapid improvement in quality of life at the beginning of the treatment is really impressive in your study. Thank you very much. And biologic variety is rapidly increasing in IBD treatment, as you know. What is waiting us in the following decade? Do you think there will be a significant improvement with further biologic agents when compared with the beginning of the biologic era?
Yeah, I think we are very, very lucky times now. We have a huge opportunity of many, many treatments. When I started in IBD, we had no biologics. We were treating with immunosuppressants. Now you have a variety of treatment options to choose from, and they made significant improvement. I think we still need to have more improvement. We need more drugs, and we need better use of these drugs, so different treatment strategies, and perhaps also combination of these drugs. But overall, I think we are really at the beginning of a new era of treatment, which will make the life for most of us a little bit more complex because it's not only prednisolone, one steroid for all. We have to choose out of a huge variety of different treatment options, but all for the best of our patients.
So a personalized biologic treatment for IBD will be come up in next decade. What do you think about it?
Definitely. I believe there will be more personalized therapy, what we are still lacking, and this is one of the major issues. We have no predictors of response and predictors of the disease course of the individual patients, but a lot of colleagues are doing research in this area, and I believe within the next 3, 4, 5 years, we will come up with these predictors, and then we will be able to do personalized or individualized medicine like in the oncology field has been seen for quite a while, for instance, for breast cancer.
Yes, I'm also really excited for the personalized treatment in IBD. So could you please summarize your findings first, and then, Axel, here's a soft skill question for you. As an expert in your field, what are your three key advices to the young scientists in their beginning of their career?
Yeah, I think the key summary of this trial is that independent of a treat-to-target or standard-of-care treatment strategy, ustekinumab treatment was really able to rapidly improve the health-related quality of life in both patient groups, and not only health-related quality of life, but also work productivity. And this could be maintained over a two-year period, as has been seen in our trial. And I think this is probably the key take-home message. We have to do more trials and more studies on a treat-to-target strategy or intensified treatment schedules, and this is something which needs to be followed up over the next 2 years. And the second question, what would I recommend to young colleagues, young fellows? I think the first thing is, you should be curious, or we all should be curious. We should see what opportunities we get and what we can do. We should try to identify mentors and inspiring colleagues to help us to develop our own personality. But you should really develop your own personality. You should not try to copy one of your mentors or inspiring colleagues, but develop your own personality. And I think you should develop your own personality according to your strengths and your interests. So not everybody is a basic scientist. Not everybody is a clinician scientist. Listen into yourself and see where you have your strength, and then develop your own career and your own personality.
Yes, mentor is really important for development of the mentee, but mentee is really important for the mentor, right? Because it's a bidirectional relationship and both sides are gaining some benefit from each other.
Yeah, I think this is really the key, and a long-term ties with your mentee and mentor is very important. So I'm still listening to my mentors initially, and now I'm mentoring also several people. So I think this is very important.
So, Axel, thank you very much for joining us again. I really enjoyed a lot with this interview. Do you have any final words for us?
No, I really enjoyed this. And the only thing I really would like to add is be curious, do your research. The field of GI needs people like you who are doing volunteer jobs. And this is, I think, very important. And especially if you are from Europe, join the MyUEG community. I think this is extremely important to get connections and create your own networks.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this interview, and if you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your episodes from. Thank you, and see you again.